Good morning, everybody. It's time for another Tales of the Whales, but you'll have to expect me to be quite quiet on this one. I have just this minute woken up.
I know, I did wake you up because we've got quite a busy morning this morning. We've got a lot to cram in before midday, so I did remember to go to my Pilates class this week, which was good fun. I've just come back from that, and now it's time to do the podcast. So I have to rouse you from your slumbers with a hot cross bun.
And a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And some lovely passion fruit jam from the Savoy.
Yeah. I say I've got quite a busy day, which is my fault, obviously, because I said I'd do an interview. I don't even know if I should talk about it, really.
Maybe you shouldn't. Is it top secret?
I don't know. A documentary about Uri Geller. But anyway, as well as do the show tonight. But one of the things about having cancer, for everybody that's just tuned in, wonder what the hell this is about. This is a podcast. There are about 83 of them.
You're very proud of that, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I didn't think I'd live that long. About having cancer and what it's like to live with somebody who has cancer and look after them. I've got the cancer. You are the
looker-afterer.
And we just chat about what's happened in the week.
Yeah. We've had quite a dramatic week this week. Not with you. But with Daisy Dog.
Yeah.
I've had to do my nursing skills again, but this time for Daisy, who on the early hours of Sunday morning was very, very, very poorly. And it turns out she had pancreatitis, which was a bit touch and go for a day or so. But she's back home again now. Yeah. And apart from the fact she's got to have an ultra low fat diet, so she's not very impressed with my snack choices I'm offering her.
Sitting outside the fridge.
Yeah.
Every time you go into the kitchen.
And turning her nose up at the carrot stick.
Mm.
But
That
took up most of the week, back and forth to the vets.
Yeah. It's lucky we have an NHS, isn't it?
It is. I had both, because you weren't feeling very well either. You had that nasty, weird cough that sort of wheezy cough that came. So I had both of you. She was on the bed with you. It's like the sick bay up here, isn't it?
Well, it is the sick bay. I like to think of it like that.
And I'm matron.
You're matron. Can I tell you, that costume I bought you looks really good.
You wish.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. So we...
My Mrs. Overall outfit.
We talked about having a few days in France, didn't we?
Yeah, that was the week before, wasn't it?
I
can't remember.
No, it was.
But no, we were back by last Saturday.
Time goes really quickly at the moment. Is that because...
And we're both a bit delirious and old, so we forget things.
Well, you're not quite old yet. You will be old soon.
Yes, very soon, in March.
Yeah. But I'm sort of getting used to being old, which is quite difficult. Because there's no respect anymore for age, is there?
No.
Because young people think they know so well. And then I, in my head, thought I was young and enthusiastic and thrusting.
You do still think that, yes.
Yeah, but, you know.
Well, we all do, don't we?
Time marches on, yeah.
You kind of get to 20 and your head stays there and your body doesn't.
No, no. It's like it's being sucked to hell.
Oh, gosh, that's rather dramatic, isn't it?
Well,
that's what Ken says.
Yeah, well, but I just thought... When you get older, your body does sag, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
As if it's being pulled by a magnet.
I require a lot of scaffolding to hold everything in place these days.
That is a complete and utter lie. For a lady of your years...
No, let's not go there.
You look about 25.
Oh, you are sweet, bless you. But you also have brain tumours.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. Oh, dear. I don't think I've ever done a podcast when I have... Oh,
now you could be
woken up.
You could be vulnerable. I could get you to say things that you wouldn't normally say when you were more compassionate.
That's a very good thing. I think I have more coffee.
So on the cancer front, we haven't really got much to report. We had a reasonable week. You had a little bit of a cough, but that's gone away, so nothing to be alarmed about.
Well, it's a little bit there, but I think I had a bit of a chest infection.
Yeah, nothing. nothing to be concerned about.
I've gone back on chemo.
You have started taking them 2 days ago.
Yeah.
3 days ago.
3 days ago. And I am feeling the effects.
But not too badly so far.
No, made me cough again.
So this is a lower dose. You're just doing the tablet every other day. Well, it's not a lower dose. It's a lower regime. So every other day instead of every day.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about chemo, people say, well, why don't you have an operation? Take some of your tumour. You can't really, can you?
No, too many operations would be required.
Yeah. And it doesn't quite work that way. Sometimes you can be lucky and have an operation, but so
it's in the earlier stages. If you catch something early enough, then you can operate and whip it out, and therefore hopefully it goes away.
Well, that 25 years ago.
You did.
So
and it went away for 25 years.
Yeah. But the fact is that it does make you tired.
Yes.
That's the annoying thing.
I'm sorry that I had to wake you up today, but
no, I mean,
you've got a lunch appointment, yeah, and you're going to work, and then you're going to work again. But tomorrow you can sleep as long as you like, and I promise I won't wake you up.
No, you're going to go and have a girly morning out, aren't you?
I am. I'm going to go and do a little bit of shopping with Cammy.
Hmm. Much as I like shopping, I think I'll probably have a rest.
Yes.
By then.
Well, it is meant to be a mummy-daughter day. Because she's moving into her new flat.
Mm. She's a very lucky girl.
She is. So she wants me to buy her some spices.
Sorry. She wants you.
We're not the moving in present. I'm going to get her spice collection because she's used to having because we like our cooking.
Yes.
She's used to my vast spice collection.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
But she won't have room for a whole spice cupboard like I've got.
No. That is a very good point. You do have a lot of things I have no idea what they are.
Most of them I only use once a year when I do my turkey brining at Christmas.
Yeah, well, Christmas is nearly here. I might make
that.
Christmas this year.
I can't believe that it's suddenly there's things in the shops about like Halloween and Christmas. And surely it was only 10 minutes ago.
Well, apparently we've had the warmest summer ever. I haven't noticed.
You could have fooled me. It wasn't warm here.
Well, we had a couple of days where it was unbearably warm.
A couple of days. No, but it's just like been the miserablest summer ever. It's been grey and dreary with loads of clouds and just two blisteringly hot days, which is just not acceptable.
That was Daisy moving around, if anybody heard. Oh, dear. Apparently, when a dog lies like this with its back to you, it means it trusts you implicitly.
Well, it means she trusts you and doesn't trust me then.
Well, she trusts us all.
Right.
So I was just, yeah. So going back on the chemo is a bit of an... It's not... I've got a couple of appointments next week. We'll talk about next week.
Next week you're going to go and see the endocrine people about your endocrine issues.
Is that something everybody with cancer has? You see,
No, that's only because you've got a tumour. So your kidney cancer has spread to lots of different places. It's a very crafty little devil. I mean, luckily it's not super aggressive, but it's a bit insidious. So it does find its way to everywhere. And so you've got a tumour on your pituitary gland, which is a gland that makes a lot of hormones that keep us all going. So yours doesn't work because the cancer's broken it. So you have to have a couple of hormones, levothyroxine and hydrocortisone every day to keep you on an even keel.
Do you think I'll be safe going on my own? Because you said you can't come.
I've written it all out. I've written a list of what you're on, how often you take it. And so you'll be fine. And also, if the worst comes to the worst, you can FaceTime me when you're there. Because that is something, everybody, that is useful to know. That because it's always better to have two of you, because one person you can't always remember everything the doctors say. So one of you might remember, the other one might not. But also, if one of you can't make it, most doctors are more than happy to FaceTime you or do a video call of some kind so that you can be there virtually. So I can virtually be there if you need me to, but I do need to go to work as well next week.
No, I do. You do.
I do.
Yeah, we need to make some money.
Well, also, I've got clients that need looking after.
You have. I tend to forget and feel I'm the only client worth looking after.
You're the only one I do for free. Actually, no, you're not.
No, don't do you? I mean, no, never mind. I never heard of an endocrinologist before I got this. So it's quite interesting, isn't it? Because they're completely different to the oncologist.
Yes, it's a complete different sort of speciality.
Mm.
But it's very important. Like, do you remember last year, this time last year, when you were asleep for weeks on end?
Yeah.
That was because one of your hormone levels had plummeted.
I wonder if they, because I do feel quite tired at the moment. So I wonder if they could adjust it.
Well, you can ask them that.
Yeah, well, I will.
To counteract the chemo effects or something. So.
Yeah.
See, well, this, because you've been on this level, this dosage, for a year now, or over a year, so it might need reviewing. I mean, you have your blood tests every time we go, so they'll be able to monitor the levels from that.
Well, I need to book another blood test.
They haven't asked us to do one, and they can look at your last one, and we're having another one on the 24th, so I don't think so.
Okay. It's all very complicated. I don't know how... I mean, I'll be quite honest. I don't think deeply about things as much as I probably should. And if you were an elderly person on your own, this would be very, very difficult.
Although I have seen that there is now a new online service, which is, I can't remember who provides it. I'll look it up for next week. But it's where you can have your pills delivered already sorted for
you. Yeah, no, I've seen that.
Yeah, like an honoured, so this is what you need to take at this time each day. So that is available for people who haven't got a me.
Yeah, I mean, you do spend at least 15 to 20 minutes.
It does take about 20 minutes to do, no, 25 minutes actually, to do your pills.
And then I drop them.
No, do you remember you keep come and talk to me when I'm in the middle of doing it? Like, it's so like, oh no, I can't remember which one I put in there now. Don't speak to me when I'm doing the pills. But I'm very excited because the new pill pot thing that we've got.
I like it, yeah.
Yeah, I was quite excited about ordering that, and it's actually fabulous.
Yeah.
Smaller, so it fits more into my handbag.
£7.
Yeah, £6.99.
Worth it.
Apart from the fact it's written in on the front, it's got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and also 9 morning, noon and evening, but also in Chinese, which is handy.
Isn't everything? Everything. I'm surprised we don't teach Chinese in school now as a prerequisite.
I think
it is
optional as an A-level subject in quite a lot of places.
Really?
And probably a very wise choice.
Yeah. We're getting political.
No, we're not. That's just education.
Oh, fine. Yeah. Yeah, well, politics is life anyway, isn't it? It's, you know.
Well, for some people.
Yeah, yeah. So we were having a chat. You wanted to bring this up, but you haven't done, so I won't bring it up. And you wanted to talk about bodily functions.
Oh, no, not bodily functions. It was just that we were talking to someone the other day who is who's also got very advanced cancer. And so one of the problems that can happen if you're on morphine or that kind of a drug is that it slows down your digestive system. And just a handy tip that I picked up from the hospice nurses a while ago now is that if you're in that kind of position where you're having a bit of trouble, apart from the normal Senna, what is really, really good, and you can just pop and get it from the chemist, is glycerin suppositories. Works wonders. So I've been told.
You've not tried them?
No, unluckily for me, I've not been in that position. But yes, they're both things that you can just buy at the chemist, and that there's not really anything that can be prescribed that's any better, really. So, yes.
Oh, it's a fun journey, this cancer.
So if you're on the morphine, having a bit of trouble, glycerin suppositories works a treat.
Right, well, that's I was going to talk about something wonderful, and then I've completely forgotten what it was. Yeah, I think I might make Christmas. I don't know. I mean, you can go downhill very quickly, but I might.
Yeah, I think you probably will.
So this could be the last Christmas.
And I can't wait to see you unwrap your glycerin suppositories that I'm going to pop under the tree for you.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to get her to admit to. She said the other day, I'm not going to do a special Christmas this year because I've done one for the last four.
Well, you keep it. This is probably my last Christmas.
I don't talk like that.
And so, let's make it the best Christmas ever, but it's best Christmas ever, like number four now. I'm going to aim for the most mediocre Christmas ever.
That would be good, actually.
Just as a challenge. No, I'm sure it'll be lovely.
Should we not invite anyone round and just sit miserably on our own?
Could do.
There is a temptation. No, there isn't. You love to cook.
I do like cooking, and I do love Christmas. So
yeah, you do look forward to cooking as much as you can.
It always get eaten.
Yeah, no.
When we did that little party the other day and I did my buffet and you went, oh, you've made far too much food.
I didn't say it in the critical sort of way. I said, oh, darling, you've made an enormous amount of food.
Well, I took it as a criticism.
Yeah, I know.
But luckily, all that was left was a few bits of cheese.
Yeah. And you didn't make that?
No, I didn't make that, but that's what I've had for lunch this week.
Mm.
I'm a bit fed up of cheese now.
Well, then we had the grandchildren to stay sort of over on Monday and Sunday. And my grandson.
Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday. Was it?
Mm.
Went back on Monday.
No, they went back on Sunday.
Well, no, Oscar went back on Sunday.
Oh, yes.
Didn't it? Oh, you're getting me confused.
Oh, no, that's right. I thought they were going back on Sunday.
Yeah.
And then they didn't.
No.
You did a bit of miscommunication there.
Yeah, that's not my best.
Fine. It was fine. It didn't make any difference.
Yeah. The only bit I was going to say was, Oscar, we go out for a meal. If you cook anything, you know it'll be finished. And he usually has a main course as a starter. And then a main course. And he's kind of...
And a main course for pudding.
Yeah. And he's sort of not stick thin, but...
Lean.
Lean and mean. Well... If you're in the military, I suppose you have to be.
You're not allowed to say that.
Oh, no, he's not.
Top secret.
Yeah, no, I'd forget that. No, it's my granddaughter. She's a spy. I have to admit, looking at them and then they're adults.
Well, Anna came to work with you, didn't she?
Yeah, yeah.
Appeared.
She did appear.
A guest appearing.
She did appear. The producer thought it would be very funny. And he said to her, you do look alike, which is not really something a girl would want to...
Especially because she's a beautiful girl.
She is. And I'm very, very proud of her.
And, you've got more good-looking as you've got older, I think, though.
Oh, darling,
you always show me those photos of you in your 30s, and I always think, like, oh, dear.
Yeah, you say words ruder than oh, dear.
You do look like a 70s porn star.
I do not. What flipping heck. There was only two films I ever made. Oh, dear.
Luckily, I've never seen them.
Yeah, and I think I made them in my mind anyway. No, I'm proud of the grandchildren. It is funny, but Chuck, my producer, said, oh, go and stand next to your granddad. And then Ash said, oh, yes. You do look very similar, and Ella made some very funny comments about, I do not, and she doesn't.
No, she doesn't.
No, no. Well, slightly.
No.
Just a little bit.
No, not at all.
Damn. The other I was thinking, and I wasn't, you know, didn't want to bring it up when the family or anything like that, but kidney cancer is hereditary, apparently.
Well, then you should bring it up when the family are here.
Well, yeah, but I didn't know cancer could be.
Some cancers are.
Are they?
Yeah, not all, but some are. And kidney cancer is one of them. So.
Yeah. And so if you like me, have kidney cancer, it is a good thing to talk to your family about it. Because, you know, maybe from the age of, well, any age, really, because I first got it when I was 49. So people wait around until they're 50 quite often to get checked.
Well, they say to get cancer.
Well, it's pretty prevalent. All sorts of diseases become prevalent in your sort of 50s.
And older.
And older, but yeah. That's when you first begin to realise your mortality, I think.
Hmm.
Yeah. But it's a very difficult thing because a lot of people don't want to talk about it.
No.
And they don't want to think about the end. And unless you do, the end can be quite messy, can't it?
Mm.
So we always suggest hospices, but some people say, no, I don't want to do a hospice.
It has to be a personal choice.
Yeah.
This is.
Yeah. And whatever you feel best with. But, you know, you can be...
Also, there isn't availability for absolutely everyone to go to a hospice.
But you can be an...
Hospices do need... funding. So
yeah.
Everyone, please do, if you get a chance to do anything,
fund your local hospice.
Do a little bit of donation for your little local hospice.
Yeah.
Then it's a marvellous thing to do, or do a little like charity run or something like that, raising money for the local hospices.
Well, I've got somebody on the show tonight who is running 200 miles to raise money for kidney cancer. our charity.
Oh, that's smart.
And, people, it's very difficult. There's not a lot of money around.
No.
And
but every little helps.
Yeah. And particularly the smaller charities, you know, that we started the charity 20-odd years ago because I didn't even know you could get kidney cancer. But apparently you can get cancer of anything.
Most things, yeah.
In your bottom.
Yeah.
Fleshy part of your buttock, before anybody says.
Don't go down that route because it'll set me up on the giggles again.
Yeah, no, it's
Oh, I can feel it coming now.
No, don't. No. Listen, I think it's time to say goodbye.
I think you're right.
Thank you very much indeed for listening. And listen, if you have just found out the most difficult time I know, you must talk to people. You can't just pretend it's not happening. And so, a lot of people do. And so you need to contact. There will be a charity now for every cancer. And if there isn't, Macmillan Nurses.
Yeah, if you can't talk to friends and family because some people's family just don't want to talk about it or anything, then there are, yes, Macmillan have people you can talk to. They have counsellors. Your local hospice will also have groups where the people go and talk to each other in a similar situation and things. So but do get some support because it's crucial really to not try and battle through on your own.
And I find sort of having a laugh about it helps me, helps us. That doesn't help everybody. So you have to work out how you deal with it.
Yeah, everyone's different.
Yeah. Because when people, if you meet somebody and they make them, it's not a mistake. And they say, oh, how are you? You say, well, I'm not dead yet.
Good observation.
Yeah. So because some people try to avoid the subject completely. Because they think it'll upset you. So it's best to let them know that it's fine to talk about it.
But then if you don't want to talk about it, then that's also fine, isn't it?
Brilliant. Okay, well, we'll go and talk to you hopefully next week.
I might make you another hot cross bun.
Well, that would be nice.